Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about hot streaks in sports, but more importantly, in careers. You may have heard of something called the hot hand fallacy. It's a concept that's most often applied to sports and other skill-based tasks and originates from basketball, where a shooter is allegedly more likely to score if their previous attempt was successful, in other words, having a hot hand. While previous success at a task can indeed change your psychological attitude and maybe just make you feel better about the next shot you take, researchers for many years have not found evidence that such a hot hand really exists and have dismissed the whole idea as a fallacy. In other words, just because you made your last shot at the basket doesn't mean you're any more likely to make your next shot at the basket. But basketball, shooting the basketball anyway, is kind of a uncertain, almost a random thing. What about in careers? What about success in, say, research or artistic achievement? Are those things so random? And if they're not, can a hot hand exist in those kinds of careers? In 1905, Albert Einstein was on a roll. In about 4 months' time in that year, what some people refer to as his quote-unquote miracle year, the legendary scientist finished three different papers that would radically change how we think about space and time and would pave the way for quantum physics. Einstein's huge year makes you wonder. Was Einstein, quote-unquote, hot? Did he have the hot hand? Or was it just kind of random that three of his most influential and successful and most cited papers were completed in a very short period of time in 1 year? It turns out it's not so unusual for folks like Einstein and other researchers, scientists, and artistic folks to have these hot streaks in their careers. Recent research done at the Kellogg Insight Institute at Northwestern showed that these hot streak periods like Einstein are more than just a lucky coincidence in science and in other fields as well. They looked at the career histories of thousands of scientists and artists and film directors and found evidence that hot streaks in careers are both real and pretty common, with virtually everyone they studied experiencing some kind of hot streak at one point in their career. While the timing of, say, the singular achievement of someone's career seemed to be kind of random, it could happen at the beginning, at the middle, or at the end of their career. The three or four greatest successes overall in their careers were highly likely to appear in close proximity. Said differently, if you look at a scientist or a film director or an artist and you identify where their very best or their most singularly successful achievement was, it's highly likely that their second best achievement and their third best achievement happened really, really close in proximity to that first one. In all the fields the researchers studied, about 90% of individuals had at least one career hot streak. And drilling down into the data, the researchers observed that most individuals experienced at least one hot streak period, and some lucky people had more than one, but the majority had exactly one. And the length of that hot streak varied depending on the field. With artists, it was around 6 years, film directors around 5, scientists a little bit closer to 4. So what can we learn from this idea, from this concept that most professionals, or at least most creatives, will have one, maybe two hot streaks in their career? Well, for us as individuals, it's pretty exciting. If you have a great achievement, you write a book, do a great presentation, a TED Talk, complete a fantastic project, etc., thinking that, wow, this is one of the greatest achievements of my career, it's highly likely that the next best achievement and maybe the third best achievement of your career are going to come up pretty soon. You're on a hot streak. You're on a roll. And that's exciting to think about. And for organizations, it's kind of the same thing. If someone has a great achievement at work, closes that big client, nails that big presentation, secures funding for the next round of expansion for the organization, whatever it is, chances are that person is on a roll as well. And you want to ride that roll out for the next 2 or 3 or 4, or maybe even 6 years. Great achievements come in clusters, and you want to make sure you and your organization are best positioned to take advantage of these hot streaks. You just have to know to identify them, but know this, for 90% of us, they're real and they're repeatable. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.